A Son Has a Falling Out with His Father, Part 1. Luke 15, verses 11 through 16. And he said, A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me. So he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey into a distant country, and there squandered his estate with loose living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began to be impoverished. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he could have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine were eating, and no one was giving anything to him. The story of a son who had a falling out with his father, Part 1, Running Away. I am that son. When I was in high school, I remember vividly waking up in the middle of the night, and I heard my father and mother fighting. They were yelling at one another and screaming at one another, and as I recall, throwing things in their bedroom. A little while later, I heard the door of the house slam, and things were quiet. My father left the house. In the morning, I got up and got dressed and quietly slipped out of the house. I was frightened. I was frightened because of what had happened the previous evening, and I was worried and scared about what would happen in the following days. I really didn't want to go home after school. But when I went home, things seemed to be calm. Flash forward. Several years later, I had the privilege of attending the military academy at West Point. And one of the things that the graduates could do was buy a new car. And so the car I bought was a brand new 1963 Chevrolet Impala. It was a hardtop convertible, forest green. When I went home, I proudly drove that car to my parents' place. But then one night, my dad asked me to go to a movie with him. And when we went to the movie, he had a girlfriend. And the three of us sat in the front seat of that Impala at the drive-in theater. I was really uncomfortable. I wanted to get out of there. And one of the things that really made me mad was that both my dad and this girlfriend of his were smokers. And one of them dropped the ash off of their cigarette onto the seat of my brand new car and burned a hole in the upholstery of my brand new car. That really made me mad. And every time I looked down at that upholstery, I remembered the circumstance and our sitting together in the front seat of that car. Later, when I went home during leave, my mother was there by herself, and she asked me a very pointed question. Denny, is your father having an affair? I was stunned by the question. but I also knew the answer. At West Point, we had been taught a cadet shall not lie, cheat, or steal, or condone the same. And that honor code had been drilled into my brain for 4 years. And so I said to my mother, yes, he is. I wanted to get out of there. I wanted to get away from that circumstance. It frightened me, and I was worried about what was happening to our family. When I went to jump school at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, I decided that I would ask the Army to send me to the other side of the world. And so I went to the administrative offices at Fort Bragg, and I talked to one of the assignment officers. And I said to him, I want to go to Korea. Send me to Korea. Lo and behold, the Army changed my orders and sent me to Korea, to the other side of the world. My father had also taught me to drink. In high school and college, I remember him coming home from work, and the first thing he would do is he would mix a Manhattan. That was the drink of choice. And he taught me to drink the Manhattan. And when I went to Korea, the first thing that I did was I went to the officers' club and I bought a bottle of vermouth and I bought a bottle of whiskey so that in the bar where we were staying in our officers' quarters, the Korean bartender who was there could readily mix me my drink of choice, the Manhattan. At the same time, when I arrived in Korea, I found that a lot of the officers over there were living with prostitutes. They were living a totally dissolute life. My company commander had a live-in girlfriend, and it reminded me of the circumstance with my father back home. And I had run away from home. I had tried to get away from home, but I was discovering that running was not the answer. And I determined that I would not live like the rest of the officers over there, a totally dissolute life with prostitutes. But there I was, now, in South Korea. And my heart was still fearful. And there were still anxieties that filled my heart and soul because of the circumstances back home. I found out that running was not the answer. The story of a son who had a falling out with his father and tried to run. Part one. Part two comes next. Reconciliation.